Audio excerpt from Passions in Paris, Revelations of a Lost Diary by Rusty Blackwood. This is copyrighted material, and all rights are reserved by the author. I rose up, pulling him firmly against me in a hard embrace, and he retaliated, lying fully upon me, easing me upon the mattress while his lips engulfed mine. Excitement consumed my entire being, climaxing with pleasure when his fingers massaged my clit. They moved with such confidence as though they already knew they would be accepted, and I opened my legs wide for him to fully enter. Moistened fingers slid back and forth, sinking deeper with each stroke until they were buried deeply inside. I was dripping wet. I could hear suction intensify as his fingers played me as if they were fingering his favorite guitar. He brought them to his lips, openly licking them, sweetly sucking them, while I watched him finally take me. The room was dark, but for the dim glow of pink neon, and music played so quietly it was barely there as awareness slowly returned. I could hear the lilt of a familiar melody as my eyes opened to my reflection looking back. I lay pondering this when it suddenly hit me that I had not even moved. I remained as last remembered, with the exception of someone's bare arm outstretched across my stomach and the cool, creamy sensation of spent climax between my legs. I looked around for some clue as to my whereabouts, as well as to whom the arm belonged. I tried whispering my query, but my mouth was so dry it could barely utter a sound. Deep breathing broke the silence, and I felt someone move slightly beside me. Adjusting my sight, I could see Cullen lying on his side, facing me, sound asleep, covered in a soft white blanket. His hair was in his eyes, and he appeared totally exhausted. Music drifted away while I stared at him with heavy eyelids still doing their best to close. Try as I might, they would not remain open. My voice could not speak, but my hearing had not been disabled, for at that moment I swore I heard movement in the room, yet it just might be my imagination. Boggled thoughts filled my head as to what it might be, or who, but I was certain Cullen had locked the entry doors. My sleepy thoughts drifted back to the prior evening as we entered the penthouse and the way he gently removed my coat. Suddenly a strange feeling swept over me, as if someone was standing at the foot of the bed watching us. I strained my eyes to see, but it was just too dark. I wondered if Andre had come back to check on my hand, possibly see to Cully's needs, and if he did, he would certainly have his own key. But a strange uneasiness still filled my insides. My attempt to move was suddenly averted when a French voice slowly said, "You will pay for this." The voice sounded like a woman's. I knew someone was there, but whom? I tried desperately to sit up, but I just could not move. The voice spoke again, and I swear it said, "You have just kissed your daughter, au revoir." The tone was most indignant. My lips formed Cullen's name as I tried calling out, but failed to make a sound. What's going on? I fought to embrace consciousness. I could hear footsteps moving about the room, stepping slowly but firmly, as though they intended their presence known. They again stopped. Whoever it was remained silent. Finally the footsteps resumed, moving around the mattress toward my side, but I could only see darkness as fog once again engulfed me.